And after that, I'll turn the floor over to colleagues if they have anything additional to add. Thank you very much for giving me the floor. I will begin by answering the question about information on illicit exploitation of mining resources, illicit mining, and measures that have been taken to address and reverse that situation. And I think that in what Her Excellency the Ministry had to say in her opening statement, she gave an update on the particular circumstances in the DRC, which means that this illicit mining is one of the main causes, if not the main cause, of the crisis we're seeing in the eastern part of the country. Given that reality, the government has enacted several different measures to turn around said situation. But the major difficulty is that some of the mines are in areas which are firmly under the control not just of armed groups but of those different states which are involving themselves in the armed conflict in the east, foreign states that is. But steps have been taken by the government to make sure that we are involved in processes such as certification. This has been successful in some areas where the government still exercises full control to ensure certification of certain mining operations. But as I have said, the ongoing conflict in the East makes it difficult to ensure that this is a widespread approach. I think you recently received information according to which the government shared with you of the initiative that it had taken to submit or lodge a complaint against certain multinational corporations who have mining operations or involved in mining operations which are fueling the conflict in the eastern part of the country. So we're taking initiatives of this ilk and we're ramping these up. But I do want to underscore the point that we are hindered, our hands are tied, not just by the conflict and its fallout, including its economic pressure, but also by the fact that in those areas where rebel groups are operating, often backed by foreign states, it is difficult to impose those measures, even if they exist in law, to impose those initiatives that the government is working on, such as traceability, mapping, etc., certification. In those zones and regions, we do not have administrative control, so we cannot implement these administrative measures that we've enacted, such as certification, etc. To turn to the second cluster of questions that were asked about the challenges related to the legal and policy framework. Now, first, there is a financial challenge, a financial issue, and that must be admitted. For example, for the process of transitional justice, financing that is an expensive undertaking. It covers a great deal of parameters. And that is why the appeal was made to other states to support us in our transitional justice efforts, including the establishment of a special court for transitional justice in the DRC, as well as to support, including financially, other internal measures we wish to implement to first and foremost tackle impunity. Because impunity is something that must be grasped head on. We cannot allow the perpetrators of the serious crimes that we're seeing in the DRC to go unpunished. So addressing impunity, having the financial resource in place to underpin our efforts to end impunity are vital going forward. We believe that in addition to our calling for a case before the international, calling for